Molly, I have one question for you.
What?
Are you ready?
No.
Coming to you all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, Go On Podcast presents How Embarrassing with Molly and Drew.
How embarrassing! How embarrassing! Brother.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to How Embarrassing. It's a podcast about all of our embarrassing lives. My name's Molly.
My name's Goth Boy.
And that over there, that's producer Matt Cole.
I'm Chainsaw Insertion.
Chainsaw Insertion.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, wah, ah, ah, ah.
Chainsaw Insertion. Ooh, wah.
Wow. I gotta say, it feels like we recorded the last episode yesterday.
That's true. I was gonna say months ago.
No time has passed.
I feel like it's been a century.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head at the sign, said you're crazy.
Okay, you know that song. You just don't know any Slipknot.
Wink, you gotta stop think, and you think about Aquaman.
This is our punishment. We made Molly listen to 5 minutes, which is way too long.
Okay, it was so much time.
Wow. It was 3 different Slipknot songs, and only like the first minute of each.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a medley.
And it was their best songs. It's good songs.
Yeah, but I was trying to get to work, because you know I don't like to be out on school nights.
Wait, where's your place of work?
It's right here in the podcast dojo.
She's saying...
I'm eating fajitas.
Yeah, so me and Jeff just went out and got fajitas for 2. And we brought the
leftovers.
Turns
out it's for 3.
Yeah, we brought the leftovers to Matt because it turns out it's fajitas for 3.
Scrumptious.
And I'm drinking fucking fajitas.
And I think next time when we have a meal all together, we should go get fajitas for 3.
I like that idea.
Okay.
I got off work early. Today's, and sorry, we're recording on eclipse day. Did y'all see the moon and the sun?
It is eclipse day.
So
happy eclipse day.
Happy eclipse day. To all those who celebrate, happy eclipse day. I hope no one out there looked right at the sun and fucking blinded themselves like an idiot.
It wouldn't blind you. It would take out some of your color rods, which I don't really have.
Did you see the clips?
Yeah.
I was on a work call.
Wait, did you say the clips as in like the rap group?
No, like the clips.
No,
like
clips of the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Like the highlights.
Oh, I did.
Of the best parts.
I have a few spies in Ohio right now.
Me too.
Yeah, and that had a total one.
Yeah, I've
not
seen
a total
some,
eclipse. But.
I've seen some totals. That's for sure.
Isn't it monumental?
I think friend of the pod, Mark Manchi, might have gone up to Ohio, and he said he looked through like a telescope,
a mega telescope.
Like, they had some telescope that was like meant for that.
Oh, because he's NASA.
Yeah, he's NASA.
So he said he could see like solar flares like shooting out of. Like behind the moon, like that's how good the telescope was.
Yeah, a girl I went to Arkansas to watch it, and she before she left, she gave us all goodie bags that had like Orbitz gum and sun chips and cosmic brownies and moon pies and stuff like that.
She's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's a little too much.
No, she's kind of one of those.
The
eclipse is like her Super
Bowl. I'm like 90% sure I know.
You know exactly who it is. My witchiest coworker.
She also is obsessed with Old Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, she gave us all little like snack bags. So I ate a lot of like Milky Ways today. But
oh my
I had a work call during the
I don't
eclipse.
Think Arizona was a great spot for
Arkansas,
the eclipse.
Not Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, I got fucking red for filth because I was like, oh yeah, she's in Arizona. And everyone was like, that's not even in the path. I was like,
that's what I was thinking.
I don't fucking know the path. Are you kidding me? I don't even know anything. You think I know the path of the eclipse?
Here's what I'm annoyed about, because I keep seeing people posting like once in a lifetime event, blah, blah, blah.
It happened in 2017.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it like 5 years ago.
So I actually was
like once in a lifetime.
Well,
like,
some people are on their way out.
I was reflecting on
Joseph
but they haven't been around for 5 yeah. years also.
Like, I was
some people have been running the country.
Yeah.
Biden wasn't running the country. He still isn't running the country.
5 years ago.
You know Trump is still actually the president, right? You God know
damn.
This, right?
That almost got me as I was taking a sip of beer, which so, also fajita and beer and DMT don't mix.
DMT?
What?
So I, ooh, Vixen, Irish style red ale.
It reminds me
of
you.
Me when
yeah.
You-
yeah, red Vixen.
He drinks and he thinks about me.
Yeah, red Vixen.
Ooh.
Yeah, red-headed virgin maiden head Vixen.
Hell yeah, that's what everyone calls me.
It's true.
Virgin head.
No, but do you ever think about, like, so the last eclipse that we could see this good was in 2017. Do you remember where you were for 2017 eclipse?
100% I do.
Yeah, I was at work.
It wasn't that long ago.
Did you watch it?
Because it's not once in a lifetime.
It's not, but do you know where
Why do people keep saying this?
Yeah, where were you?
I was watching it at... This was when I lived in Chicks Beach.
Oh!
With those two girls that were like wild and crazy.
This makes sense.
And I was on the beach watching it with the guy I was banging at the time.
Oh, whoa. Neat. That's cute.
A guy that you both know that I am ashamed.
Oh, wow. And when you say banging, you mean cock folded in half trying to fit it. This is a real sloppy noodle trying to slide into a hole.
Jesus Christ. Good Lord. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I'm putting this vagina in my mouth and shutting the fuck up.
But I was thinking about that and I was like, damn, it is crazy how much can change.
Yeah, that is weird.
I was working at Dollar Tree still.
I didn't have any...
Yeah, I was...
In 2017?
Yeah, I was at... and we got like stationed at like...
I didn't have any friends.
Because they were rebuilding the whole building. Because it's now like the tallest building in Chesapeake is the Dollar Tree. Right. So we got like pushed over to some
like... you're stationed, like you're in the military. Like, yeah, I served.
We were deployed.
I served.
Honestly.
We were deployed to a different building.
There's a lot of things that like just growing up in a military family, I still say in the military. Like it took me so long to say grocery store instead of... commissary.
Ugh. I wish I hadn't known that. Me and Molly are just cringing right now.
I always just thought that like the term for a grocery store was commissary. And I would say that and people are like, what?
You want to know what I thought? And this is one of those things you think of late in life.
Yeah.
Like that you like didn't know you were so stupid about.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say Matt Cole is eating these fajitas in the most insane way?
I was just about to say, look at this, guys. Just look at this. Okay,
so
I have a plate of meat, and I took a fajita
like a baseball glove.
Yeah, and I
and
just
is trying to just,
it,
like,
and then you just
a
pinch.
Fistful.
No, that's how I do. That's how I do it in my own house sometimes.
Really?
Oh my God.
Dude,
yeah, because
awesome.
you heat up all the meat and ingredients, and then you don't want your tortilla to be that hot. It would be nasty, so you just pinch.
So anyway, up to way too late in life, when people would say commissary, I would get kind of embarrassed because I thought that was the word for... Do you guys want to guess what you thought I thought commissary
mean? My first thought was coming in and someone named Sarah.
No. Do you have a guess for
Wait,
what
no.
I thought?
Do I have a real guess?
Well, I thought commissary.
Commissary.
Was it... For some reason, I'm thinking like not a manifesto, but like a, what is it called? Like the list of people who are on a plane.
Oh.
A manifest, right?
Manifest, yeah.
Yeah, the manifest.
I don't know why I'm thinking
commissary?
That.
Okay. Commissary?
What did I think commissary meant?
Like accommodation. Like an award or like a place.
Oh wait, or is it the person who like helps you at the front desk at a hotel?
So I thought commissary was the word for... when someone's in jail and their wife gets to come fuck them.
Wait, now I can't think of what the actual word
is. I know,
is.
I'm blanking on the actual word.
It's a conjugal visit.
Oh!
But I thought that's what commissary meant.
That's so
like
funny.
Until very late in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't grow up in a military town, though.
No.
You didn't grow up in prison either.
I didn't grow up.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up. I'm still a baby.
Actually, you did grow up in a prison town.
It's an asylum town.
By the way, conjugal visits aren't real. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, it's like things in cartoons. It's like Bugs Bunny. No, you don't get you don't get to fuck people when you're in prison. You're being punished.
I think you still get to. No, I disagree.
Okay. Well, you get a conjugal visit once a month. Is that, like, guaranteed by Constitution? I don't think so.
But I think if you're good.
Where are they going to let you fuck? Is there a bed?
There's, like, trailers outside.
It's a trailer. You ever seen Arrested Development?
That's exactly what I was using as my reference.
Me chill.
I love that.
I think that's when I learned it wasn't commissary.
And he, like, didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I love the hair up, hair down. Glasses off, glasses on. And I like quote that, but nobody ever gets it.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, probably because they're just trying to fuck you, and you're like trying to do business.
Okay. And they're like, all right, I mean, if you're not into me, we don't have to do this.
They're like, this is stupid.
This is stupid. I'd rather just fuck somebody who doesn't pay attention to my hair or glasses.
I'd rather just fuck someone who comes.
I do like your pun, come and Sarah. Come and
Sarah. No, but yeah, I thought come and Sarah was the jail fuck. That's for a funny. Long time. Yeah.
Well, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but mine of that would be euthanasia, which I thought was youth in Asia, because it was around the same time that like you could only have one child in China. So I was like, yeah, I guess euthanasia.
Euthanasia, they kill one.
It's a big hot button issue. So yeah, that's...
Wait, did we embarrass ourselves this week?
Fucking or no.
This is
feel like this week was yesterday. Like, I really don't...
I don't have
this
that.
Week flew by to me.
What did we do this week?
I feel like last...
Did we do anything?
Last time we recorded...
I didn't do anything.
I got headshots taken for my comedy career, which is taking off, by the way. I am a star.
You're a star now.
I've been rejected from one comedy festival.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, is
wait.
It?
Wait, did
no,
we
it's
get
kind
rejected
of just part
or did
of it.
You get rejected?
Me, not us.
Oh,
we haven't been rejected yet. Yeah. Or accepted. The game. So.
Or submitted. Oh, wait, no,
I submitted us.
Oh, I've never sneezed into the microphone. I've never, like, blew my nose.
That's not true. You did it last week. Stop doing that. Why
that
are you doing it?
It's just for...
it sounds fun.
For posterity.
I think it sounds fun.
Oh, okay. How are you guys doing?
Does that sound fun?
How are you guys doing with your logos?
Oh.
So good.
Yeah.
Mine's, I think, going to blow everyone out of the water.
You know, the thing which we, I'm a little pissed off.
We need to
off,
take pictures.
I'm pissed off at myself.
We need to take a picture today.
Today?
I'm pissed off at myself for not
enough,
being as far along in my logo. I'm also pissed off at you for sending us an early draft of yours. And now I got demoralized. Was that a plan of yours? Was that a plan of yours to be like, oh, mine's going so well that y'all shouldn't even start yours? Because that's what happened.
That might have been an
intimidation. I didn't realize that she said anything.
Or maybe it was a bait and switch.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm not even doing that.
Master
idea.
Bait
and just,
switch.
You just made a fake really good
well,
logo.
I thought that we had three. I thought we had more pictures of the three of us. And we
no,
frankly
just the
don't.
Two. Well, it's fine because I'm technically the super producer. I'm not supposed
you
to be
to
in
You have to be
there.
In it.
Well,
unfortunately,
you
you've become the third mic on the podcast since we don't
I know, because
book
I can't
guests anymore.
I can't fucking help myself.
You can't shut the
I
fuck up.
I can't help myself. And why have you opened this Greta? Please open this Greta.
Well,
is that new Greta?
I open it all the time. It's her
no,
fancy
you have to take
outfit.
It out of the
no,
fucking
I keep
box.
Her in the nice box.
I'm not an inbox collector.
Oh, you're
box.
Not?
I'm okay. not an inbox collector.
Okay, we'll be out of the box. But what I was going to say was, Matt, when you first started the How Embarrassing podcast with Molly and Jeff, did you ever expect that you would become close personal friends with us?
No.
Yeah, you just
Why
thought
would
we
I?
Would come over.
Yeah, I'd just be like, oh, I'm just going to get a paycheck off of this.
Yeah. And then we were like, we don't have money, but we have friendship.
Like, fine.
You thought, I'm just going to be
it.
Rich as fuck. And
oh, like, by the way, none of us won the fucking lottery, and it was at $1.3 billion.
Jeff won $17.
I did. I won 12.
On the Thursday one.
I won 12.
And then I forgot to submit for the Saturday, and that's
shit.
When everyone won anything.
Fuck, yeah, that's fucking awful.
But I will say that I used that $17 towards a different lottery that was pulled Tuesday.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because that makes it so easy, because now
reinvest.
It's just in your account.
You
and
reinvest.
So you can just click, and it says take it out of your funds already.
But I mean, they do make it real easy these days, because you can even connect your PayPal. So I just get PayPal, baby.
What? You can connect your PayPal?
Yeah,
that's where
Virginia Lottery.
All the How Embarrassing money is sitting in my PayPal.
Oh,
right now.
Oh no, I should have said
I
that.
Use it as a separate bank account.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's all in there. So then I just send it to Matt Cole.
I'm still curious to how much is left in there and how much you spent.
I haven't. I really only sent money to Matt Cole.
Did you? But you also, we submitted for a festival. That's what it's for. Mm-hmm. For the, what is it?
Yeah,
fee?
That's
yeah,
preferred.
Yeah, I didn't even use it for the fee. I've been paying,
but
Matt
I feel like
Cole
you're like I don't know, plumbing's gone out, and you've needed money, and you're like, oh, I'll use it from here, and then I'll get paid, and I'll put
no,
it back.
No, when
in.
I did that, I put it back because okay. I did it once, and I told you I did it. Remember?
Right.
I said
that's
I
why
said,
it's in my mind.
I said I did that because I wanted someone to know about it because I didn't want to be shady.
Yeah, because sure. Jeff is the official secretary.
So we have
that's
about
true.
We have
and the accountant, even though I don't have access to the funds.
We have roughly $650.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I looked at my HSA account today.
Oh, nice.
I have like $2,400.
Yeah,
there.
You're swimming in it. I'm saving up.
I need
for,
to go to doctors or something.
I'm getting Invisalign, baby.
I think I might do the same.
I really want it. I want to look hot, hot, hot.
You can withdraw that. I think there might be a tax.
I don't think you can withdraw it, but you can invest it into like actual funds.
I withdrew mine because I never used mine, and then I got better insurance, and yeah, I like it was only like $300.
We have good insurance too.
We have so much money in our HSAs. That's why I want to get Invisalign.
Ooh.
Really bad, because every time I do a selfie video where I'm talking, I'm distracted by how bad my teeth are. Oh, I know.
You
know,
you have great teeth.
That does remind me of woman.
It reminds me of today's sponsor, though.
Oh my god, me too. Sorry, I'm checking my PayPal in real time.
Stepmother?
Yes?
Yeah. Will I ever look as beautiful as the other girls?
No, honey. Look at your butchered buttermouth.
Get out of my room, stepmother. Slam. Mirror.
Yes? Mirror. It's me, the mirror.
Mirror, you're talking.
Well, yeah. What'd you expect when you talk to me directly? You call me by my name.
But mirror, I talk to you every day, and only today you've talked back. Is it because my stepmother is evil and says that I'll never be pretty like the other girls?
Well, kind of, but there's also something I need to ask you.
Oh, go ahead, mirror. I mean, you're a magical talking mirror. Anything, I'll answer.
Well, I was wondering if I could borrow $50. You see, I got myself into this kind of this situation with the hand mirror down the street.
The hand mirror?
Yeah, well.
Wait, mirror, that hand mirror is underage.
Well, no, not that one. Her older sister, she is 18. Let's not go there.
Mirror, I've lived in this neighborhood my whole life, and both those mirrors are underage. They're just hand mirrors.
Shatter me.
Lightning crack. Welcome.
Oh no.
To your own bedroom. And now me here too.
Who are you?
Ah, the Wicked Witch of the Underground.
No.
That's right. I'm there with the hottest rappers of all time from the underground scene. Yes, Chiggy is there.
Mirror, how do you know Chiggy?
Yes, Mia. Why don't you tell him
I
the truth
on
for once?
I don't know what's going on. I just wanted beautiful teeth to be pretty like the other girls. Can you help me?
Yes. Just eat this apple and your teeth shall be fixed.
My teeth fell out in the apple.
Oh, was that stone instead of an apple? Oopsie.
No. Oopsie. Guess you should have gotten insurance.
That's right. The mirror was on my side the whole time.
I'm a double agent.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Aaron Rodgers, for State Farm Double Check Insurance. Make sure you buy insurance from State Farm or else your teeth will crack from this stone. Also, I'm on DMT and vaccines aren't real.
Hell yeah, queen. Okay, finance update.
Yeah, update me, baby.
Wait, is this a work episode?
Well, just really quick.
What is it called again?
Because I do want this. Meeting? I want this on the record. The financial update is that we have $695.97.
Yeah.
However, the balance is currently The balance is currently $619 because I didn't realize that my Apple TV account is coming out of my PayPal. So we have been
paying.
This is
what I'm saying. I think there's so many things that are like, I feel like we've been at that amount for over 2 years.
We have been paying my Apple TV account. But other than that, I have been very diligent about keeping this
money.
Why do
you pay
money
for Apple TV?
Wait, yeah, why do you pay? Yeah, good question. Ooh.
How much is Apple TV a month?
To be honest, it could be anything because it just says Apple services. I don't even know what that is.
You might
have
bought an app or something.
Because Apple TV, I think, is like ridiculously priced. It's way more expensive than all the other streaming services.
Yeah, I think this was.
But it has nothing on it. There's
you
like
know
two.
What this is?
What is it?
I'm embarrassed by this, actually.
I think I know what it is.
Did you buy like a...
I know what you think it is, because did it just ask you to renew for another year?
Yeah, and I forgot, and it did renew.
Yeah, mine I canceled, but this is for a similar thing. It's Apple Fit.
Okay.
Which I do. I do use the exercises.
Was it $6.95 a month?
It's $10 a month.
That's not bad. That's, it should probably be $6.95.
That's expensive. Yeah, but how, something that
how embarrassing
do
is paying for it?
That's tax deductible for your health, you know?
True.
No.
No.
Aaron Rodgers would not approve.
Yeah, and he's cool.
Oh, discount double check. That's what I was thinking.
What's that?
That's it. Was that was his commercial. Was it for State Farm, though? No.
No.
What is discount double check?
I feel like Peyton Manning was State Farm, right?
What is discount double check?
No, so Peyton Manning is Nationwide.
Oh, it might be State Farm. Anyways,
Oh, and we have $75 in Patreon. So,
wait, where does? Oh, okay.
We have.
Oh, that hasn't.
Let's just go ahead and say we have around $700 at our leisure.
Okay. Oh, it is State Farm. Okay, I got it right.
I'm just curious to how much has been spent on your own life.
It's all in my PayPal. That's why. I'll show you.
We could have been stars by now.
Oh, fuck.
Turns out we are millionaires.
Oh, my God.
But it just all goes to Molly.
You guys bought me a Jeep Patriot.
Jeep Patriot.
That'd be so funny.
Y'all bought me a 2017 Jeep Patriot.
Man, where were we in 2017? In a Patriot?
Well, was when the solar eclipse was happening. Full circle.
Wait, how do we get back to this?
Full circle blocked by another full circle.
Holy shit. Eclipse joke. LOL, clips humor.
Sorry. It's the button I hit.
Okay.
The button I
What's
hit
your
is
favorite
the button,
button
you get.
Matt?
Oh, it's gotta be.
In the world. It
it's
doesn't have to
be
on
me.
That set. Yes.
I love the record scratch.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That is good.
Or the rim shot. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Mine's the nuclear football button. What's
nuclear
yours, Molly?
Nuclear football button?
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know about the nuclear football?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, so like there's like a, I don't know, like a briefcase that the president has. I guess they don't have it, but this like Secret Service has it near them. Basically at all times there's like a, it's called the nuclear football because it can be like passed around.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically like a button for the president to push whenever he wants to start a nuclear war.
Nuclear.
You never heard of this term?
No.
Oh,
really?
Really?
They shouldn't have that.
No shit.
You know who really shouldn't have it? Donald Trump.
Right. Thank God fucking Sleepy Joe Biden has it. He's not gonna he doesn't have
tired.
The strength to push down the button.
He's
to
too
fucking...
tired to push the button.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the mental stamina to watch it open.
He's just folding his penis and having shoving it in.
I just want to meet one person who likes Biden. Not who thinks that Biden was better than Trump, because that's one thing. But like who
likes.
Actually thinks that Biden is like a great president or like someone.
I actually do. So boom.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if we want to get into this on this podcast, but I'm so curious.
You guys into it.
You guys know how boring.
There's some policies that...
Let's get into the jobs report that just released, where there's a record low unemployment rate at 3.8%. Oh my God.
I do notice, though, that there's... So there's two different...
But is that something that matters?
Are you employed?
Yeah, it does matter.
Yeah, dog.
Okay.
But it's also one of
those
things that...
Are most people you know employed? Mm-hmm. Is anybody you know trying to find a fucking job?
Not in real life.
But that report doesn't take into account, like, full time or not, right? Sorry, you were housing a fucking fajita.
Molly's bored. Look at her.
I like.
She's more bored than we were listening to Slipknot.
Here's the thing.
You can't be bored listening. I push my fingers into my.
Would you guys get mad at me if during this podcast, if I was really bored and I just left and went home and went to sleep?
Oh my God, yeah.
Damn.
You'd be mad?
Yeah.
Mad?
You've never that'd done.
Are you mad?
You've
never
a
done
funny
that
funny bit. I think to do once, not if I did it all the time, but if just one time. Let's say Monday, April 8th, I was feeling kind of tired.
As soon as you would leave, like Jeff and I would just shut down, like Westworld. We go.
We just go deep into politics. Yeah. We start being like, well, here's the thing about like the whole unemployment report. It seems like anytime like whoever is in office, they use the one report that shows better numbers, but is not as accurate. And then when they're not in office, they use the more accurate one that shows worse numbers.
I'm such
but maybe it's only just Republicans who use the bad one when the Democrats in office.
I'm such a narcissist that it is hard for me to picture other people doing stuff when I'm not around.
Oh. You must have gotten real jealous when you were out of town and John Reed Morton was in your chair.
I didn't even listen. Mm. I don't listen to this podcast.
It sounds really good.
Molly, we need to promote the podcast.
I got a new editing technique. It's unstoppable.
It's unstoppable.
Okay, fuck yeah. No, I don't like listening to this podcast because I feel like people are going to get mad at me.
For listening to it?
No, for like anything I've ever said or done. You know, just normal girl
stuff. Oh, if you listen back to it, you're going to go, oh, that one's going to get me in trouble.
I'm going to be like, oh, shit. Because I, you know, we've gotten in trouble a couple times for this podcast and I'm just not interested.
You're right.
Not recently, though. Man, you went pretty far in opening that Gremlins toy.
It's hard. It was hard to do. So I gave up. I'll do it another time.
The packaging one, huh?
It's not appealing me today, but I'll do it next time.
It's not appealing her today.
You know what it is? A banana.
Tom and Sarah!
I have a cough.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got COVID?
No, I think my allergies have been really kicking my ass.
You have allergies?
Yeah, pollen.
Dude, last week...
Yeah, that's usually what it is.
Last week,
but I didn't think you had that bad of allergies.
It's not that bad, but that's why
you have a little bit.
I think the pollen must be so fucking bad because I'm getting really bad. Have you seen your car? By it. I've been getting headache.
Yeah,
I've been getting coffee cough.
Oh no,
I've been getting sniffles. Crispy's itchy. I gave him a bath.
You lost your sense of taste.
Kinda.
Yeah, she doesn't like Slipknot. Lost some taste right there.
My glasses are too tight for my head.
My PayPal wallet is thinning.
My PayPal, the How Embarrassing Patreon has been funding my Apple Fitness.
I'm luckily someone who does not get allergy symptoms at all.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And well, I feel like I'm on the outs. And maybe it's because I'm just built different.
Yeah, will you...
Okay, tell us more.
You know, I've been thinking about this recently.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I went through the pandemic, never got sick.
Me either.
Put myself in a horrible situation almost weekly.
Yeah.
Never got sick.
Wait, what?
What?
You put yourself in a horrible situation almost weekly?
Yeah, what?
For the COVID thing?
What happened? What did you do?
Oh, I was just still hanging out with people.
I thought you were talking about like a specific habit you had that like you did weekly that was bad.
Yeah, like you had to go to an underground like dance party.
Blood exchange.
An underground blood exchange.
Well, that's not how COVID gets passed around, right?
The vampire scene in Richmond is just out of this world.
I just thought you were talking in general, like you're like, I do something horrible weekly that I'll never tell you guys.
No, I just think like during COVID, like, so, you know, there's sometimes when things would get slightly lifted and then all of a sudden it's like a party inside someone's house.
Yeah.
And then like after that party, everyone's sick from COVID and I just never got it.
Yeah, me and Jeff used to always go to stuff where everyone would get sick and the two of us were just like fine.
And we were just fine.
Every time.
You know, y'all weren't born around this area, right? That's a clue.
Maybe.
I have awful allergies and stuff and I was born in a coal mine, but.
No, but usually it's like.
In the mine.
It's the
mine.
Traveling that causes, like it's. If you were born and raised in an area, you're used to all those things.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know, like...
We should ask Santa Claus.
Virginia has such bad pollen because...
Santa Claus travels all over the world.
We should ask Santa Claus.
All over the world, just in the night, and he must have awful allergies.
I don't trust anyone with the name Santa.
That's true.
Yeah? It's too Hispanic for me.
Yeah.
And gay.
Hello, it is I, Santa. Oh
my God. And gay.
Well, he hit the gay bell.
What,
yeah, true.
What is the plan for this episode? Did we have a plan or something?
No. I thought the plan is
we're each doing a game.
I made it pretty clear. I said, I'm down to record today, but I have no guests.
Well, let's get into the game segment earlier.
Yeah, let's get in this game segment.
Because we each have a game that we prepared for, like I told everyone to.
Yeah, and you'll go first.
Yeah, and I'll go first.
To do that?
Yeah, wait, you missed that?
Did you not read the group chat? It's a legally binding document.
Do you not read the group chat? Like, you don't listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Sorry,
were you too busy fucking transferring funds to your own account?
I was too busy embezzling the embarrassing funds.
God damn it.
We need an accountant.
We do. I should not be the one in charge of this. It is laughable.
It probably should be Matt.
It probably should be.
Yes.
That way, like, when something breaks and he needs a new laptop or, like,
it should well, be
he can just use our funds instead
breaks.
Of paying.
I just need an upgrade.
It should be Matt, but it's me.
I trust Matt way more than I trust Molly or myself.
I know. We're, like, this is so bad.
All right. Well, let's get into ad break for games and segments.
Okay.
Ahoy! Ahoy there! Can someone throw me a line so I can get on this dock?
You're not welcome on this dock. It's cows only.
Move, just for me.
Well, my boat has a hole in it, sir.
Then it looks like you're going to be sinking down to Davy Jones's locker unless ye got an order.
I wish I had an udder, sir, but unfortunately, only two nipples. Can you milk me?
You say you got two nipples, eh? That's more than I have. I got one ripped off and numb. I got an eye patch over that nipple that I lost. If you can find me lost nipple, you can have entryway to this here moo dock.
Well, fortunately, I have Janet Jackson on this ship, so let me just ask Justin Timberlake to come over here and rip off her eye patch and see if we can grab that nipple.
Moo, that's sexist.
All right, Janet.
I'm a cow.
You caught me!
I knew you weren't a cow the whole time.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, take it off.
All right.
Whip.
Oh, there's a star over the nip.
Yeah, you think I'm a fucking sicko?
Well, I didn't think you would be prepared for this. Clearly, you're doing it on purpose.
Well, there's only
and clearly, it was never Justin's fault in the first place.
Now, that's right, everybody. We're here for at How Embarrassing to say that Justin Timberlake was innocent.
He did nothing wrong.
He's never done anything wrong.
Not one thing. He was good to Janet. He was good to Britney.
He's good, okay? And he's never done questionable behavior.
And have you heard him beatbox before?
And have you seen the way he dresses?
Perfection.
Mwah. And he's a comedian. He's
Leave Justin alone.
Yeah, he's been on SNL 5 times.
Yes, and that's the only times SNL's been funny.
Yeah.
Maybell, my prize cow, you've been Janet Jackson this whole time.
That's Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
That works.
That works.
A glowing review from John.
Honestly, that better works. Than most of my reviews.
That works.
I'm going to put a marker that time. I'm going to have a that works button.
That works.
That works.
All right, let's get to our first game. All right. This game has been played before.
Woo!
Wait, I didn't know we were allowed to bring a game we already played.
Well,
you just learned about the games
yeah.
a minute ago. So.
I read the group chat. I was fooling you guys.
Oh. This game, last time we played this game, is focused on me, but today let's focus it on Molly.
Okay.
I like that.
This game is called Do You Like This Trend?
Okay.
God damn it. Do I have to bring up trends?
Yeah, I don't know any, so you gotta do it. Trends! It's something all the kids do.
Put your fingers
it's something
in your
that
eyes.
You wanna do. It's a trend. Check out X. It's a trend. That's right. This is the game where we, meaning Matt and I, are going to list different types of trends to you.
Cool. And I say
and
what?
And you say your opinion on them.
Okay.
Nay.
Yay.
Yay.
Gay.
Gay. Straight.
Okay.
Oh, Flay.
Bobby Flay.
Yeah, Bobby Flay.
Fish fillet.
You get it.
It's gonna be May.
And then,
it's gonna be May.
So, yeah, and we discussed these. Okay, I go first. What do you think about JoJo Siwa's huge transformation into being a rock goth chick now?
Speaking about a perfect guess for how embarrassing, it's not good. Have you seen her say, like there was one interview I saw where they're like, oh, like what do you, like, who's it all for? And she goes, my three future children. I've picked their names out. They're Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy. I have a tattoo that says Freddie, Eddie, and Teddy. It's for my three kids. I have a sperm donor picked out. Like, whoa. I'm just waiting a couple years what? Before I can have the kids.
No, I've not seen this.
She, I think, needs help.
This What's is like name? An Ed, and Eddie situation.
Did you see her music video?
No, so I all I've seen was like an interview with her like in a like black jacket and her being like, no one has ever made this hard of a transition before. It's never been this extreme in my generation before. Yeah. And it's like, it's so typical, like hack fucking Miley Cyrus. Yes. Now she's bad because yes. She hit puberty.
It's literally the same thing. And like, you've got to see her music video. It's really cringy.
I don't think I know any of her music from like when she was like a teen star.
She's like a kid. Like, you know, she's not for our.
She's like 21 now.
I didn't think she had songs either. Like, I didn't think she had music. I thought she was just a dancer.
Oh no, she's been like a huge artist.
Yeah, I had no clue.
But for like 10 years old
for kids, yeah. Right? And yeah, she has a new music video out that is really scary.
So are you yay or nay?
Nah.
On but I'm her in general?
I'm
or?
Interested to see where it goes, but I have not really been a huge fan of her historically.
Yeah, you're a little older than yeah, the I'm demographic like, you know, demographic of 10 years old.
She's not for me. But some of the stuff she's saying in these interviews is whack.
Yeah, they are hilarious.
It's noodle doodle spaghetti brain.
The idea that she thinks she's like reinventing something is hilarious to me.
And it's classic because this happens to one teen star every 5 years.
Every 5 years, there's a girl who goes from like 16 to like 20. And like in that transition is like.
Decides she's like sexy.
Oh, I'm rock and roll now. Yeah. And it's like, you don't understand what fucking like. Punk is in any like yeah. You can't fucking so be successful
she
and then go now I'm
carpet.
Punk.
She went to this red carpet thing dressed as Gene Simmons from Kiss, and someone was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of getting like a Gene Simmons vibe, and she's like, oh, people keep making references and I don't really like know what any of them are, and I'll add that to the list of like things I don't know. Like what you're talking about.
But she's like in the full Kiss makeup.
She is. It's crazy. Anyway, so that's my
okay.
That's my take.
You're anti.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have a trend or you want me to keep going?
Yeah. Gen Zers, apparently, there was a study where they want less sex in media.
Okay, I've heard about this.
Ooh, this is like a year old, but I have heard of this.
I've heard of this.
What do you think about it?
I mean, and I've already heard like, I've heard many podcasts talk about this because it was great. Like a big headline for a while, but
we're a year late as usual.
Yeah, as usual, we're
oh,
a year late.
Oh shit!
But it is the point of like
I searched hot takes 2023. God damn it!
They grew up in a time where like the internet was like shoving dicks in their face all the time, so like maybe they just like are sick of it, desensitized to it. Yeah. I love sex in TV shows. I love when.
Well, you're a dirty little millennial.
I know, exactly. Like,
well, you know the.
But like, whatever. I get it. Everyone's gonna. It's gonna go every other. Like every other generation is gonna be the opposite of the one before then.
Right.
So we're all sex little horny fiends, and
we gotta be careful because
this one's prudes.
This happened to Japanese culture where now they just are not interested in sex at all. The youth, and they're gonna have a birth problem. They're not replenishing the old population.
Yeah.
And Americans
guess
can be
what?
Like that
you
soon.
Can't fucking breed with a fucking octopus.
Yeah.
Well, guess I mean, all their tentacle porn.
Try it real
guess
hard.
What?
What?
You can't breed with an octopus.
I heard that before.
Yeah. So that's kind of my take. I'm like, this, well, I feel like goes every other.
I'm not sure if this is completely accurate, but from what I've heard, like their main reasoning to like not having sex in shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that it's not considered consent because is like for a like paid gig. Give so it, therefore, like, your job is forcing you to not. It's, your job is forcing you to do it for money, and it's no longer consent because that's the only way you can get jobs.
That's fucked up.
Is that that's my understanding of why?
Okay, I know this is a this
also.
Is
I don't
an
know.
Audio.
If they, I don't think any of the people I know who are part of Gen Z agree with any of this.
I know this but is guess, an audio medium, but I want the listeners to just picture me doing the biggest fucking eye roll I could possibly do, and that's my response.
And I also want them to picture while she's doing that, Matt just grabbing hunks of meat out of a to-go
Matt,
box
Matt
and
is
just shoving.
Feeding himself fistfuls.
It's pretty good, right?
Oh, it's so good.
25
Ooh,
bucks for that, and that's like a third.
Fajitas. That's a good fistful. Ska band.
That is a good ska band.
Fistfuls,
fistfuls, fajitas.
Fistfuls, fajitas.
I thought, oh, okay. Well, I was eye rolling because before you finished that consent thing, I thought you were talking about like they didn't approve ahead of time to like view this.
To view this.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's another argument for that too.
I think that is part of it, but I don't think that's the main reason.
And I'm over like, oh God, I can't. No, I'm not over consent, but I just will roll my eyes at that, and that will be the end of it.
Consent was going to be the next topic, so you're over it. Okay, next. Jeff, what do you got? Jeff, do you have one? I had a great hot one. It was so hot, it cooled off a little bit.
Oh, shoot.
And the yours year. Are just like, what do you think about consent? No, come on. Why, you guys were able to like fucking quickly list things for me.
I love that you have taken... your flaw, which is that you can't think of them fast enough and blame us.
I'm not blaming
you.
You're in the hot
seat.
To think of Molly is not your fault. I don't blame you at all.
You blame me?
Your last one was consent. I said something, and then it went back to you.
No,
you said consent
no, no, no,
as a
no.
You didn't say something.
No, you didn't say something. Mine was
Matt's
the stupid...
was the one about the sex in the movies.
Sex in the movies.
Was it?
Yeah.
And mine was JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll do another one. I got
were
one.
Able to think of them.
I got a 2024 one.
All right, you go.
We haven't talked about Beyonce, Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy
Stop
Carter.
It. We had to have talked about.
I don't
this.
Think
I don't
we have.
Think we have.
I think
and the world
maybe
wants
briefly,
to know.
But we want your opinion.
Okay. I think this is
yeah or nay.
I think this is her album of the year winner. I think
it's
that
her
she,
only album this year.
Well, no, she has never won album of the year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think
because Taylor Swift?
I think this is
because
the one.
Taylor Swift, who else beat her? Like Coldplay or somebody?
I think this is
that's
the one.
Bullshit.
It is
Taylor Swift makes sense. Coldplay does not.
It is so good. It is such a like so for example,
I got to say that Yay Yay
so,
song?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking hate that song.
So, I thought this was Hot Takes with Me though.
Sorry.
Okay. So, the podcast, so I actually listen to a podcast called The Narcissistas, which is not really, it's not a podcast anymore.
Don't
but
you
it's,
dare talk about another podcast.
I'm well, sorry,
we've had them on,
it's
right?
Will,
oh,
it's
okay,
Will
good.
Cope and Courtney McGinnis, who
have oh, both,
oh,
of
yeah,
them
no,
on.
We're,
both been guests. Okay,
friends
yeah.
of the pod.
And they're not, they don't do a podcast anymore, but
oh,
they
really?
Will, like,
what happened?
When a big thing happens, they come back.
Wait,
and
are
do
podcasts
an
not cool anymore? Are
so
they out in 2024?
So
are we late
did,
to the game again?
They did an episode about Cowboy Carter because they're both huge Beyonce fans.
Yeah.
And it's been cool listening to their takes on it because they like know all the like history of why she did this and why she's doing this. And for the song Blackbird, so she does it, the second song on the album is a cover of Blackbird.
By the Beatles song?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
No way.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney.
Pull this up for future reference.
Paul McCartney himself is featured on the track Toe Tappin'.
Oh my God.
Wait. When you say toe tapping, he's literally featured just tapping his toes?
Yeah.
That's his tap.
Yeah.
Bird singing in the dead of
so she featured.
Oh, it's like a direct cover. She hasn't added a goddamn thing to it.
So she featured four, because this song was written for black women by Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yeah. So they wrote this song.
I don't think I so.
It. Yes, it is.
He probably.
That's why Charlie Manson thought that they were the White Album was all about race war.
It was.
And so, but she featured four like unknown black female country artists on that song, and now they're all
just toe-tapping?
They're all like charting all their stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So I think it's a really cool thing that she did. She like took four like unknown country artists and featured them on her Beyonce album.
I think.
But I just think she did a lot of cool stuff on the album. It's my type of music. Yeah. I'm a huge, I like the chicks. Like I like that style like country. And she pulls in like all these different genres and she features. So she has like a part with like Willie Nelson on the album where he basically says like, this is what we're playing. If you don't like it, go listen to something else type thing. Like like pulls in like Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I think that
all the like real country stars are totally down with it. It's like, it's these like bigoted fucking fake ass country stars
who have awful taste,
who have the worst music.
Yeah.
And everything is like, my chair is blue when I'm on the beach and my tractor's sad.
Yeah, so and it came from a moment when the Chicks and Beyonce did a song together on Beyonce's album Lemonade, I think it was called Daddy Lessons. Okay. And Beyonce went to the Country Music Awards and performed that song with the Chicks on stage. And if you watch, the performance is so fun, but all the cuts to the audience, like I think Kenny Chesney walked out during the performance. Like the whole audience is just sitting there like pissed because they all fucking hate the Chicks.
My parents love Kenny Chesney Beyonce.
Sorry, they all hate the Chicks because of the President Bush stuff. They hate Beyonce.
Jesus
like
Christ.
So it's like response to that whole thing of like Beyonce being a musician from Texas and being completely ostracized from country music, like not welcome there. Like and so now she has this whole like album where she's playing with country and playing with different genres, and I think it's
awesome.
It's a great album.
Like I'm not sure if she's doing it to give a middle finger to country music or if she's just doing it because she wants to.
I think it's both.
Probably both.
I think it's both, and I think it's cool as shit either way.
Yeah.
It's like, a lot of like there's a ton of like social commentary with the album. Like it opens with this beautiful the song's called American Requiem, and it's like this big like gospel sounding number. Like it's great. Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say, like 2 years ago, Wilco came out with an album called Cruel Country, and that was their country album, which they've always been like kind of folk rock.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've always kind of fit in that category
adjacent
a little bit
to it.
But this one was like a little more of a real like country album, though it was still Wilco. And the whole album was also like all the songs are about like the state of the country and like kind of like trying to look into different views of different people and the country in a way, and it was a really cool album. It took me a while to get into, but it was really good. So like I like that Beyonce is doing it. I brought it up to my parents, who my parents are like huge Kenny Chesney fans. What's his name passed a couple,
Kenny Rogers,
Toby Keith.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny because like at the same time I opened Messenger, my like family's Messenger like group chat was like everyone being like, oh my god, this is so horrible, oh my god.
No.
And then I look at my chat or How Embarrassing's chat and it's just Matt posting a link to like the like rest in peace Toby Keith, and then Molly going, motherfucker was so racist he didn't even want to do another
Black History Month.
Because it was like right before February started.
He said, I can't do one more February.
I'm getting told
like,
shit.
I was just like, very opposites. But
The Blackbird cover, I suggest listening to. It features all these very talented women.
I'm not a big fan of covers that don't do anything new with the song.
Okay, well, if you want to hear a cover that does something completely new, she does a Jolene cover where she reworks the whole song.
Well,
I've heard thousands of Jolene covers.
True.
But I'm curious to see.
She does something different.
I love Jack White.
She does something different with it.
White Stripes do one that's
guess what time it is. It's time for a
sub game.
That's sub game.
Oh, okay.
All right. Rapid fire. We will start with rock, paper, scissors for this. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Put them out. One, no, on, shoot.
Yeah.
Ready?
Well, you said 1, 2, 3, put them out.
No, no, no. Let's go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Molly scissors. Jeff scissors. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Oh, scissors. Molly beats paper Jeff. All right. Beyonce has been nominated for Album of the Year 4 times, but has lost each time she's been nominated. First to Molly goes first.
What am I saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
what
talked
the question.
So fast.
We're guessing.
I do not
that,
know
that
the question.
Who did she lose to? Who did she lose to? Oh. Who did she lose to?
Can you say the album?
Who did she?
Will you say the album that lost?
I feel like.
Who did she lose to?
Will you say the album that she lost with?
Or like. Fuck no. Okay. Name a person.
Or a year? Can I get a year?
No, just name. All right, your turn is up. Jeff, go.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, ding. 1 point, Jeff. Who did she lose 2 seconds to? Molly.
Coldplay.
No, Jeff.
You too.
No, Molly.
Billie Eilish.
No. Jeff.
There's
not about giving
if you're not even giving me a year.
No, I don't.
Like
no, fuck years.
Fuck years, dude. Fuck, Post Malone.
No, Molly.
Bruce Springsteen.
No, Jeff.
Kanye West.
No, we're in lightning round. Name starts with a
we're
B.
We're trying to go as fast as we
name
can.
Name starts with a B. Anybody can answer. Whoever gets
Beyonce.
It first. No. Anybody can answer. Starts
Wait,
with B. Artist starts with a B.
Who lost?
Starts with a B.
It's Beyonce lost to someone.
BB Rexha.
Nope, starts with a B. Go, go, go! Who is it?
B.O.B.
No! Why can't you name people that start with a B?
I can't name anything.
Go,
when you're talking
B,
to
B,
me like
B,
that.
Bush.
No. Nicole, Barry, you're the closest, though.
What does that mean?
All right, I will play a song, and as soon... this is probably going to suck, but... Keep guessing, but I'll play a song.
Barack Obama. Bodak Yellow.
Bojangles.
No, no, no.
Barack Obama.
Belly roll.
Beck?
Beck, yes! Point, Molly! 1-1. Okay.
Wait, Beck and Beyonce have an overcross of like popularity?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Molly.
Beyonce's been
Molly
putting
turn.
Out same, name
the,
like, albums.
Name the third. Name
I know,
the third.
But I thought Beck was like done in like 98.
Name the third. Who'd she lose to? Who's the third?
Radiohead.
No, Jeff.
No, it's not Radiohead.
I don't fucking know. I'm just trying to get this over with.
No,
me too.
Jeff, Molly.
Sheryl Crow.
No.
Toby
Jeff.
Keith.
No. Molly.
Mika.
No. Jeff.
Micah.
No. Molly.
Jack Johnson.
No. Is that close? No. Jeff.
Janet Jackson.
No.
Mandy Moore.
No.
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Christina Aguilera.
No.
Did you say it starts with an M?
No.
Oh.
Share.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, we're sick of this.
This sucks.
No, this is a great
game. I hate this sub game.
I hate this sub game. It's not even well set up.
Enjoy the sub game.
And does the sub game count as your whole game?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Also, we know you're like that voice doesn't work anymore. We know that you're just a little gerbil behind the screen.
Adele.
Yes. Okay. Molly, it's 2-1.
For
last
you to
one.
Just say name who she lost to and not give any other context.
Name who she lost to. You can just name the biggest fucking artist you know, and you're saying people like B.O.B.
B.O.B.?
I did say B.O.B. I panicked. You're not doing good.
No, Jeff.
Wait, we're still on
Time's
the same
Time's up,
subject.
Molly.
Lady Gaga.
No, Jeff. That's good.
Gaga lady.
No, Molly.
Nicki Minaj.
No, Jeff.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No, Molly.
Harry Styles.
Yes! Yes! Molly's the winner! All right, and that ends.
The sub game.
Sucked.
Back to the main game. Yeah, I was talking to my parents, and I was like, yeah, it's really, like... The fact that they are keeping Beyonce off the country channels is like showing a lot of bigotry.
Yeah,
and she was like, oh my God, I know. She was like, I don't understand why they don't just put her on the channels. It's country music and it's good. Why are they like, yeah, my mom was like on Beyonce's
All
side.
Right.
And then she put on the Taylor Swift thing for the concert for like while we were home.
Okay,
and it's
go
strange.
Off, Mom.
Yeah, she's a Swiftie now.
I kind of think me and your mom are close.
Nice. Yeah, you guys I feel closer to her as well.
My mom's fun.
Yeah. Get her on this pod.
Anyways, that was called Hot Trends, unless you got
anything. Whatever
any
that was even called.
I got something.
Oh, you have one more hot trend before we
go? Because I don't have a game, so we're going to have to end the episode after this.
I have a game for you. Fuck. It's not a sub game.
What?
Hot Trends is over.
Yeah, go for it.
Hot Trends is over.
Hot Trends.
All right, I got some new... hip young terms, and these are specifically from incel culture.
Wait, okay.
Incel
dictionary.
I'm celibate, but I don't want to be.
I better open my incelopedia.
My dick is so hard because no one will fuck me.
Women suck because of my dick.
My dick means women suck.
Yeah.
All right. This isn't going to be lightning fire. We'll just talk about this. All right. So in incel culture, what does jelking mean? What does jelking mean to you? J-E-L-Q-I-N-G. Jelking.
So can we work together, Molly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jelking. Come up with your best guess.
For some reason,
and
I'm thinking like gelling, you know, when you gel with someone.
So
I'm seeing that.
The only reason I don't think that is because it's spelled with a J and not a G.
Oh, it's J.
Jelking. So maybe you're jealous. You're a jealous king.
You're a jealous king. You're not. I like this.
There's
you're a jealous
Q
king.
There's a Q in there.
There's a Q.
Where's the Q?
J-E-L-Q-I-N-G.
So you're jealous.
And you're queefing?
You're okay, so it's when you're so jealous, you queef.
Yeah, final answer.
It's when you're so jealous,
Rebus?
You...
What's his name? Regis.
All
right, this
it's a weird name though, right? Yeah. Regis is like
Regis is bizarre.
Like that's an old ass name.
Yeah.
All right, this is simply the classic penis stretching. Increase the length and girth of the penis by pulling, massaging to create micro tears. Jelking.
Don't think it works.
No, it definitely doesn't work. This is incel, so aka it's stupid.
Oh, it's incel. All
right, so this might be a little simpler. Looks max.
Why is that part of incel?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Who cares if your dick is longer? You're not fucking anyone.
True.
Look smaxing. LOOKSMAXXING. Look smaxing.
So that's when you look at someone and you jerk off.
Yeah. I think it's something about like, you're going through Facebook profiles for your porn.
You're jerking off while you're looking at pictures.
Yeah, but you're also, maybe you send a shitty comment to that person at the same time.
Yeah. Or you're like looking out the window and you see them.
Because incel is specifically straight men, right? There's no such thing as like a gay incel.
I actually was going to ask if there's such thing as gay incels.
I don't think so.
Oh, what was that guy? Yiannopoulos?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? He was a fucking...
The guy
prick.
Who fucking got slapped in the face?
Milo. Milo.
By Ant. Yeah, Ant- yeah. Milo, yes.
He was a fucking right wing. And
who's
he,
Milo?
He was like... He was openly gay, but he hated gay people. He was like, fuck all you.
Yeah. I really...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. Okay, looks maxing, you ready?
You don't know Milo? Yeah. This guy, this Antifa guy fucking like decked his head. And it was a fucking great video.
And then he's we haven't seen him since. All right, looks all right. Maxing.
Toodles.
Basically maximizing one's looks. Y'all, that was the simplest one.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that
but
kind of wholesome.
Look maxing.
Looks maxing, like maxing out your stats, like maxing out your looks. But they take it to extremes like going on steroids, getting Botox, bleaching their hair. Basically, which goes to y'all's theory, I think.
Are incel guys just gay closeted men?
I think Morrissey started this whole thing. All
but,
right.
No, if they were gay closeted men, they wouldn't fucking be mad at women about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they would be mad at other guys.
Or just like at the establishment.
Bone, bro. There's two more. Bone smashing.
Oh, bone smashing.
That's when you get a boner and someone slams a textbook on it.
Whoa, that's good. I'm thinking it's like I don't want to be bone smashing because that bitch is so skinny. That if I even wanted to have sex, it would be like my bones smashing her bones, and that sounds painful.
No, I think it's the boner thing.
You have to come up with one.
No, we get to do
different. Oh, yeah, we're on a team.
Can we do mine?
I think yours is more believable.
Okay. All right. Jeff was right. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, bone smashing, and this might be the most ridiculous one. It's a part of looks maxing.
No.
Where, now, get this. They tap themselves gently with a hammer to kind of like with the jelking to make micro tears and shit in their bones to make their bone structure like thicker, harder, prettier. They literally hit themselves in the head with a hammer.
I don't believe this.
Maybe that's what Milo was up to. He wanted a bone smash.
That's why he was getting punched by fucking Antifa people on the street.
All right, and the last one.
Okay.
Mewing. M-E-W-I-N-G.
I know this one.
Oh, I'm not sure if I know this, but let me speak first.
Okay.
Because I'm the white man.
Well, no, we're working together, so I want to get my theory out there
first.
Yeah,
go for it.
I'm thinking of Mew, the Pokemon.
Got it.
Who is like kind of like a cerebral... like
he's like a gay cat.
Yeah, but I think he also like has mind powers.
Yeah, okay.
So like kind of knows things. So like you're deceiving people like with your mind powers. You're smarter than them.
Okay. So I know it to be when celebrities do it a lot.
Oh, I
so
think
it's
Molly's
when you're
got
in
this.
Pictures, you like suck on your tongue to make your jawline look skinnier. So like you go from this.
Wait, you're not doing that.
I don't know how to do it. You like fold. You like fold.
The
your
only
tongue.
Difference I saw was like when you were trying to figure
yeah,
out how
you,
to do
you
it.
You like fold your tongue onto the roof of your mouth, and it like makes like.
Let like me try. A, let me try.
Okay, normal.
Normal. Okay. Uh huh.
No, it's supposed to go out.
Did that not look attractive? No, can I look bad?
He looked like the little boy Cupid in a fountain, like squirting water out of his mouth. Like,
no, you're.
I don't think I understand.
Wait, wasn't that an embarrassing story of yours?
What?
About a fountain or something? A little boy fountain?
Well, growing up, every Sunday we would go see the Mannequin Piss.
Yes. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
It's
Belgium's finest.
I think I got it.
Okay.
All right, so Molly's attempting to mew. Mewing Molly.
I have to lean because she's mewing. Right in front of her microphone.
Is that
when are
mewing?
You mewing?
Okay, all right. I do see a lift in the under chin.
Mm-hmm. It's about your under chin. It's like making it so you don't have a double chin.
It's like a frog where it like goes in for a second and then comes
back
out.
I'm not good at it.
All right, here's all right.
I'm frog.
Here's what it's technically. And
frogs are good at it.
Y'all win because you got one thanks to Molly, so hooray.
Oh, we got
right.
the.
Oh my
god!
Damn
it. Oh my god! We're outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how it works. If you want to have straighter teeth and more pronounced jawline, rest your tongue on the roof of your mouth with your teeth closed and stay that way for as long as possible. And it comes from an orthodontist in the 70s named John Mew.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Our science of like fucking the mouth has come a long way since the fucking 70s.
5 months mewing. They don't know the truth.
That sounds like you doing the effect. I mean, the hamster.
They don't know the truth.
Yeah, so that's mewing. And that was it called? Oh, Incel Dictionary.
That was the Incelclopedia.
Yeah, they are very fascinated with their own looks and shit. And it's like, why the fuck do you care?
Yeah.
Well, they want to have sex. They just can't because women are bad to them.
Right.
Molly, you said you had one quick game?
No.
You
I literally
did.
Said I didn't think of one. I don't
Poor
have
Jeff.
It.
Poor Jeff. Jeff sounded like the five-year-old at bed.
I
was like,
have one.
Mommy, you said we have one more story?
I don't.
No,
I think you have a game.
No, it's time to go to bed.
I don't have one more story.
I think you do, though.
I don't.
I think you do.
Well, you have 10 seconds.
Okay.
So, here's the theme song for your new game.
Okay. Guess what's in my pocket? Okay, guys. Guess what's in my pocket?
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Who
guess
goes?
What's in my pocket?
Do you want to explain the game for everyone?
Yeah. So, I'm wearing a dress. It has two pockets.
Oh,
and you
nice.
Have to guess what's in my pocket.
Bottle cap. Beer, specifically.
Beer bottle cap?
Beer bottle
That's
cap.
That's a good guess.
Do we have to guess individually or together?
No, each of you gets one guess.
Okay. Oh, great. SMG.
SMG?
What's that?
A gun? A semi-automatic gun?
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually just my hands. I have nothing in my pocket.
Oh, we got fooled.
A submachine gun. I misspoke.
Guess what's in my pocket?
Guess Wait, what was in your pocket?
Nothing.
Hands.
Just my hands.
You're silly.
I know. I'm
so Gopher's back.
What's up, yo?
Hey, guys. Do you
this
have
is a great episode.
Does anyone have anything Gopher? They want to plug?
I want to plug something.
Oh, Gopher what? Wants to plug something.
I'm having a little jam sesh in a tree in the park at midnight.
Okay, whoa. Cool.
Your devil friend's not going to be there, is he?
No.
Maybe.
Uh-oh. He's the tricky one. So
sounds like it's a Slipknot show.
Hey, wait, sidebar. Jeff, do you want to go check that out later?
I kind of want to check this out.
Okay, he said the devil guy's not going to be there.
So. I think it'll be cool, too. Cool. I think they're going to play a bunch of Slipknot songs.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
That's just,
I know, it's disturbed. All right, everybody. So if you're listening to this, I haven't kept track of when it comes out, so I don't know. When's the episode come out?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, then no, because I had a show.
No, well, you missed. Don't you have anything on the horizon?
Just a bunch of open mic stuff. I've been continuing my stand-up comedy journey. Got some headshots. And
you got headshots?
Well, unofficial headshots.
Oh,
face shots,
back shots, front shots.
Yeah, they're back shots. but yeah, keep an eye out for everyone.
Alrighty,
nice.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have anything in the horizon, but I know that Molly has something in the horizon.
Oh yeah, I always do. This whore is rising.
Yeah, yeah. Her sign, her astrological sign is whore rising.
Yeah, I'm a whore rising Leo moon.
That's the most Jeff has cracked himself up in a while.
I got a good one.
All right, little worms, until next time.
Keep
wiggling.
Opa!
Thanks so much for listening to How Embarrassing Podcast. Go on, come on. If you have an embarrassing story, like to be guest on How Embarrassing, send email How Embarrassing Podcast at gmail.com.
You know you can record that so that you don't have to do it live every episode.
I like it when it's live. Here's-